聖書を朗読します。エレミア書29章4節から5節と7節。
Jeremiah,
イスラエルの神万軍の主はこう言われる。エルサレムからバビロンへ私が引いて行かせたすべての捕囚の民に、家を建てて住み、果樹園を作ってその実を食べよ。私があなた方を引いて行かせたその町の平安を求め、その町のために主に祈れ。その町の平安によってあなた方は平安を得ることになるから、なるのだから。
The eternal commander of heavenly armies and God of Israel says to those he exiled from Jerusalem to Babylon, Build houses, make homes for your families because you are not coming back to Judah anytime soon. Plant gardens and eat the food you grow there. Pursue the peace and welfare of the city where I sent you into exile. Pray to me, the eternal, the Babylon, because if it has peace, you will live.
おはようございます。
Good morning.
先週は熊倉直哉君の成人をお祝いする時を持ちました。
Last week we got to enjoy and celebrate Naoya Kumakura's coming of age ceremony.
その中で直哉君がこの夏イタリアへ留学するということが言われました。
And we shared in the short message about his plan to study abroad in Italy for a season beginning this summer.
自分も実は高校卒業してからアメリカに留学する機会が与えられました。
A hero also had the opportunity after graduating from high school to go to a university in America.
その当時は、よっしゃ、ついに親元から離れられる自由の身だって思ったんですけど。
At the time, what he was most excited about was the freedom that came from moving away from his parents.
でも今振り返ると、両親を通して注がれたその大きな大きな恵みだったなと、両親にも、そして神様にも感謝しています。
But now, in retrospect, what he realizes was that it was such a huge blessing that his parents allowed and provided the way.For him to do that. And so now he feels deep gratitude to both his parents and to God for that.
海外で過ごす、その期間によって程度はバラバラなんですけども、外国だったり異文化を経験した人のことを第三文化人っていうんです。
Now it can and vary based on our experiences and the length of time spent overseas, but people who have lived in other nations and cultures are called third culture people.
第一の文化、つまり自分が生まれ育った母国の文化を知りつつ、第二の文化、つまり違う国の文化を経験することで、それまでになかった第三の文化、第三の価値観をこう与えられた人たちのことを、第三文化人というわけです。
Our first culture is the home country where we were born and where we're raised, and then we're exposed and we adapt to a second culture of another nation where we live for a significant time. And that gives us the opportunity to develop a third culture with values and perspectives that we wouldn't have otherwise had by mixing those two cultures.
この教会にはそんな第三文化人がたくさんいるっていうちょっと特殊なコミュニティだと思うんですけど。
Our church family here is a special unique community because we have many third culture people here.
これって素晴らしい一面がある一方で、理解してもらえないっていう葛藤も起こるんです。
And while it's generally a very beautiful thing, it can also carry challenges and conflicts at times.Because of not being understood.
第三の価値観を持つということは、第一の文化や価値観、つまり自分が生まれ育った国や文化の純粋な価値観からは外れます。
Having that third culture set of values and perspectives causes a tension as it deviates from our first culture of the nation where we're born and raised, with its set of original, very defined values.
と同時に第二の文化、つまり渡った先の国における純粋な価値観とも異なるわけです。
But it also causes tension with the second culture of the adopted nation where we are, because it also deviates from that set of values and expectations.
で、まあ、全部で大体6年間自分アメリカで過ごしたんですけど、その後ね日本に帰国した時はこうなんで理解してくれないんだって親の前でねボロボロ涙流して泣いたと覚えてます。
After Hiro spent 6 years in total overseas in the States, he remembers returning to Japan and breaking down even in front of his parents to the point of tears, asking, "Why can't you understand me?"
で、そんな風に海外経験をして第三文化人となった人はよく次の2つの道を選ぶ傾向があります。
Now, most people who become third culture people tend to choose one of these two following paths.
一つは新しい第三の価値観を絶対だってする道、まあ、別の言い方をすれば第一と第二の価値観を否定する道です。
The first path is a deep insistence that this new set of values and perspectives of the third culture is absolutely correct and that it should, that should supersede and even negate the other two sets of original cultures and values of the first culture and the second culture。
渡った先の国の価値観の違いだったり狭さ、または帰ってきた帰国した後の母国の価値観の狭さにこうがっかりして、もう心の奥に怒りとか不満をいつも持つようになる。
After returning to the home culture, the first culture, these people often become disappointed by the differences in the values and the narrow perspective of the home culture.Which often results in feeling anger and a deep dissatisfaction within their hearts.
で、その自分とはね、合わない価値観をこう必要以上にこう見下したり、否定したり、無視するようになったりします。
They tend to look down on, to ignore, or to fully reject the values and the perspectives that now don't match their own.
また、閉じこもって、なるべく周りと関係を持たないようになったり。
Or, oppositely, sometimes these people withdraw as an attempt to avoid as much as possible interaction with the surrounding culture and those who are living in it.
もうこんなところにはいられないって言って、また別の場所に移ったりします。
Sometimes they even say, I can't live here anymore. And then they try to escape by moving home or moving somewhere else.
こうやって第三の価値観だけが正しくて、第一の価値観も第二の価値観も否定してしまうっていう、ちょっと強引で乱暴な道なわけです。
By doing so, whether it's intentional or not, it's a kind of destructive path because it condemns both of the original cultures by forcefully insisting that that third culture is superior.
もう一つの道は、せっかく得た新しい価値観を否定してしまう道です。
The second path that is often chosen then by third culture people is to abandon and to deny that third culture's set of new perspectives and values that's been gained by experiencing both of those cultures.
せっかく海外で新しい経験だったり価値観を得て帰ってきたのに、第三文化人として生きるのがあまりにも難しいがために、それらを諦めて手放して母国の第一の文化にまた戻ってしまうってこう聞き方だったわけです。
And though they've had the opportunity to gain new perspectives through that exposure to a set of values in a second culture of the adopted nation, these people often find it too hard to return to the first culture of their home nation but live as a third culture person. So they give it all up and try to fit back in.
でまあ、何が良い何が悪い、その、ね、良し悪しは別として、こう第三文化としてそういう葛藤があるということですね。皆さんも多くの皆さんも、ね、ご存知だと思います。
Here's not saying that either path is good or bad but rather sharing the struggles that are faced by and the choices that exist for all of us who are third culture people and most of us probably know and have experienced this in some way。
で、まあね、いくつか具体的に挙げたものっていうのは全部自分がね悩み苦しんできた葛藤だし道だし、今でもその葛藤中な部分なわけです。
And Hiro said that this is something that he has personally struggled with and even continues to do so from time to time. That's why he can share so openly about this.
でもこう自分がアメリカから帰国して間もない頃に、でも道ってその2つだけじゃないんじゃないって教えてくれたのがジョエルだったんです。
However, shortly after returning to Japan from America, it was Joel, me, who told Hiro, you know, there aren't only just two paths to choose from.
第三文化人として新しい価値観を持ちながらこの日本で生きていくこともできるし、 日本にはそれが必要なんじゃないかなみたいなことを、まあ、ちょっとはっきり覚えてないんですけど、そんなことにアドバイスしてくれて、してくれたんです。
I don't remember the exact way he said it, but he gave some kind of advice like, it is possible to live here in Japan as a third culture person with a new set of values and perspectives. And actually, isn't that what Japan even needs? And that's when it occurred to me that there's not just two paths, there's actually a third path.
かつてユダヤ人たちも同じような境遇を歩んでいました。
The Jewish people lived in and faced a similar situation at one point of time in their history too.
少し聖書の歴史を振り返ると、かつてイスラエルに王国が建てられました。
If we look back a little bit at their history, there was a kingdom that was once established within the nation of Israel.
初代の王様サウルから始まって、まあ、サウル、ダビデ、ソロモン、これ有名な3人の王様が順にこう建てられていきます。
And it, that kingdom started with the first most famous or most well-known kings, beginning with Saul, and then David, and then finally King Solomon.
でそのイスラエル王国ですが、まあ、神様から、ね、その後離れてしまったために、南北に、ね、南と北と南に分裂して、その後もどんどんこう衰退していってしまいます。
However, the kingdom of Israel turned away from God and rejected his ways and his purposes. So eventually that nation was divided into two kingdoms, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, and it continued to weaken as a people.
そして紀元前587年、ついに首都エルサレムはバビロン帝国に攻撃されて陥落してしまいます。
And finally, in 587 BC, Jerusalem was attacked.And fell to the Babylonian Empire.
イスラエルの民はバビロン捕囚と呼ばれる、まあ、大規模な捕囚に遭います。
The Israelites faced a large-scale exile, which is known today as the Babylonian captivity.
つまり人々は捕虜として、まあ、外国、異国の地、バビロンの地のあちこちにこう連れて行かれて、そこで暮らすことをこう強いられたわけです。
People were forcibly taken as prisoners of war and made slaves and scattered throughout the Babylonian Empire, forced to live in those places.
で、そこは、故郷から、ね、遠く離れた、外国であって、また異教の地でした。
And from the perspective of Israel, they were forced to live in this foreign, what they would call a pagan land, far away from their home.
つまり今までとは違った文化や風習の中で違った神々を崇める人々に囲まれて暮らさなきゃいけなくなった。
They were forced to be in a society, in a culture with different customs and lifestyles from their own homeland and their own people, and they were surrounded by people who worshiped different gods of these foreign religions.
そんな捕囚にあった民の中で、ある人たちは創造主なる神を信じる信仰のためにバビロンの地の人々のとの関係を持たないようにこう引きこもったり、または反乱を起こして暴力で訴えたりしました。
Some of those people chose a first path, which once they were taken into captivity, they withdrew from interacting with the Babylonians, and they claimed that it was demanded by their Jewish faithin the Creator God, and some of them even chose to rebel and became violent in their protest towards their captors.
その一方で、ある人たちは、まあ、それまでの生き方や信仰をすべて諦めて手放して、バビロンの文化や風習、新しい神々、新しい宗教を受け入れて、新しい暮らしを始めました。
And others in exile chose the second path to abandon their lifestyle and their beliefs as the people of God.By fully adopting a new way of living, and not only accepting Babylon's culture and customs, but also embracing and incorporating their religions and their gods too.
そんな捕囚の民に向かって、神は預言者エレミアを通して、このように語られました。
And then it was during this captivity that the one true God spoke to his people through his prophet Jeremiah, saying this.
今日の箇所ですね。イスラエルの神、万軍の主はこう言われる。エルサレムからバビロンへ、私が引いて行かせたすべての捕囚の民に、家を建てて住み、果樹園を作ってその実を食べよ。 私があなた方を引いていかせたその町の平安を求め、その町のために主に祈れ、その町の平安によってあなた方は平安を得ることになるのか。
It's today's passage from Jeremiah chapter 29. This is what the eternal commander of heavenly armies and God of Israel says to those he exiled from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses. Make homes for your families because you are not coming back to Judah anytime soon. Plant gardens and eat the food that you grow there. Pursue the peace and the welfare of the city where I sent you into exile. Pray to me, the Eternal, for Babylon. Because if it has peace, you will live in peace.
神はイスラエルの民に捕囚の地で神の民としてありながら家を建てて働いて暮らしなさい、そしてその地のために平安を祈りなさいって言われた。
So God instructed the exiled Jews to build houses, to plant gardens, to work, and to live as God's people in the land of their exile. And he even instructed them to pray for the conquering nation's peace as well.
で、この予言を受け、応答した民の一人にダニエルっていう人物がいました。
One person who received this prophetic word and responded to it was a man named Daniel.
ダニエルは数人の仲間たちとともに捕囚の地バビロンの王様に仕える役職に就いたんです。
Daniel along with some of his companions, though they were forced into captivity, took the position of becoming servants to the king of Babylon.
ダニエルたちはバビロンの平安のためにその文化を受け入れ与えられた職務を誠実に果たします。
Daniel and his friends accept living within the Babylonian culture and they fulfilled their assigned work diligently and faithfully for the good and the peace of the Babylonian Empire and its king.
でもバビロンの王様のことを、ね、神様としなさいとこう迫られた時、または偶像を拝むように迫られるような時には、たとえそれが王様の命令であったとしても、または国の定めであったとしても従わず、ただ主なる神だけを信じ従いました。
But when it was demanded of them by the king and his people to worship the idols of the foreign gods of Babylon, they chose not to obey the king's commands. And instead, they clearly chose to trust and serve the Lord God only.
結果的にこの王様の命令だと国の定めに従わなかったことで、ダニエルたちは命の危険にさらされてしまいます。
And as a result, Daniel and his friends put their own lives at risk of danger because they willfully disobeyed the rules of the king and the law of the nation.
しかしその忠実な彼らの信仰を見た神は彼らの命を守ってくださるわけです。
However, the Lord God saw their obedient faith to him and he protected their lives.
詳しくはね、ダニエル旧約聖書のダニエル書の1章から6章で、ね、ぜひちょっと読んでみてください。
So this week we want to, we don't have time now, but we want to suggest that you read chapters 1 to 6 of the book of the prophet Daniel in the Old Testament.
まあでもこのダニエルの生き方、ダニエルたちの生き方が反乱とか暴力によって訴えるのでもなく、また完全に妥協して神に従うことを諦めてしまうでもない第三の道だったんです。
The choice that Daniel and his three friends made is a great example of living this third path, living this third way. They did not involve resorting to rebellion and violence, but nor did they compromise their faith and lifestyle by completely giving up on following God and worshiping only Him.
この第三の道、誠実でありながらかつ抵抗すべきところはちゃんと抵抗するっていう方は、まあ、この世界全般ではもちろん私たちの職場でのあり方、また私たちの同僚との関係の持ち方にも適用することができるかなと思います。
And so this third path, this way of living that is good and true and right, and yet also choosing to live in resistance when necessary, can be applied not only to the world at large, but also to the contextof our jobs, our workplaces, and our relationships with our coworkers too.
職場にあって、また同僚との関係にあって、 誠実と平行の狭間で生きるようにと主は私たちのことを命じておられる。
In our workplace and in our relationships with our colleagues, the Lord God is calling us to live and to walk the path of being good and right and true, and yet also living in resistance when necessary.
ただこれはとっても複雑で難しくて葛藤は避けられないことだと思います。
And this is admittedly both complex and difficult, and it will inevitably bring unavoidable conflict too.
誠実さに関して言えば、どの程度までが誠実で、どの程度だとそれが妥協とか諦めになってしまうのか。
When it comes to being good and right and true, our understanding and way of living that out is challenged as we try to figure out to what extent is remaining faithful versus when it turns to becoming compromising and giving up.
また抵抗に関して言えば、どの程度が健全な抵抗で、どの程度からだとそれが独りよがりとか、無責任になってしまうのか。
And likewise, our understanding, our way of living is equally challenged by figuring out when is it healthy resistance versus becoming self-righteous and irresponsible.
どんな行動、どんな選択が主の御心にかなっているのかをある程度判断、できるようになるには、まあ、信仰とか聖書理解はに加えて時間、経験、知恵といったものが必要になってくると思います。
As well as a stable faith and a good understanding of the Bible, all of us also need time, experience, and wisdom to discern what choices, what attitudes and actions are in accordance with the will of the Lord our God.
それで最終的に毎回完璧に判断できるようになるなんてことも絶対ないわけです。
And in the end, we have to admit that we are not going to make decisions perfectly every time.
皆さんすでに職場で、そして仕事で、葛藤しておられると、このことを、ね、葛藤しておられると思います。
I'm sure that all of us here who are working have experienced those struggles and conflicts in our discernment at our jobs and our workplaces.
で、その葛藤っていうのは今日のこのメッセージを聞く前も、聞いた後でも、その葛藤があるっていうことに変わりはないと思います。
And honestly, I don't think the factthat we struggle will change much from before or after hearing this message today either.
ただ今日は誠実と抵抗の狭間で生きる第三の道を歩む、そういうふうに神様から召しを、もう一度一緒に受け取ることができたらと思います。
But this is important. As pastors, we want to encourage and affirm all of you in choosing and accepting God's callingTo walk that third path, to live in the third way, which is living with the tension of being both good and right and true, and also living with a healthy, godly resistance as well.
そしてこれから葛藤を重ねていく中で、一緒にその葛藤を分かち合って、祈り合って、励まし合って、そして一緒に話し合って、考えながら見つけ出していくことができたらと思います。
And as we continue to face and live through these struggles, let's be able to share them with one another. Let's pray for and encourage one another through them. And let's think creatively and discuss even imaginatively together to find ways of how to go through this ongoing tension.
神様がこの召しに応答していくにあたって、もう一度一緒に福音に立ち返りたいと思います。
And lastly,As we respond to God's calling in this way, we especially want all of us to return to living out the gospel once again.
この世界を作られた神様は、今壊れてしまっているこの世界を回復させ、そして癒そうとしておられます。
Let's remember that God is in the process of bringing healing and restoration to this world.
それはこの世界を人が安心して豊かに暮らすことができるように場所にすることです。
And it is the given purpose and mission to us from God to make this world a place where we can all prosper and dwell in peace.
そして神様はそれを私たちクリスチャンだけではなくて、クリスチャン、ノンクリスチャン関係なく全ての人を通して行っておられます。
And I think it's also true that we must remember that God is accomplishing this not only through those of us who are followers of Jesus, but through all people both Christians and non-Christians alike.
なので仕事も職場もその、まあ、全部とは言い切れないかもしれませんが、そのほとんどはこの世界がより良い場所になるために、私たちが平安に暮らすためにとても重要なものなんです。
So while we recognize that this is not the case for every job and workplace, cautiously at the same time we want to remind all of ourselves that most jobs and workplaces are very important for making this world a better place where we can all live in peace.
だから私たちは主に与えられた職場で与えられた仕事を誠実にこなしていく必要があります。
And that is why we are being called to be faithful to do the work that is given to us in our various jobs and workplaces and to receive it as if it's been given to us by the Lord God himself.
それが神様による回復癒しの働きに加わるということなんです。
And this is because it means that we are participating in God's work of healing and reconciliation in this world.
と同時に私たちはこの世の仕事だったり職場の多くに罪の影響を見ます。
And yet at the same time we also see and admit the effects of sin in almost every job and workplace in this world as well.
一緒に働いている同僚にもう聖書の神のご性質は真逆の信じられないような面をたくさん見ることがあります。
Oftentimes we see many aspects of our co-workers' outright attitudes and actions that are shockingly opposite of God's character and what he has revealed his will to be, what we know from scripture.
自分もこうニュースを見たりいろんな人からの職場でのこう壊れた話を聞くとよくああこの世だねとかああ罪だねってこう思ったり今言ってしまったりします。
In watching the news or hearing some of the stories that people share from their workplaces, we often find ourselves even thinking or saying, this is a broken world. That is just really sinful and wrong.
でも忘れてはいけないのはそれは私たちクリスチャンも何ら変わりがないということ。
But we must be careful not to forget that we who are followers of JesusAre no different.
私たちも罪あるものです。
We too are sinners.
たくさんの罪を犯してきたし今も犯してるしこれからも犯し続けるものだ。
We have sinned many times in the past. We are still struggling with our sin today. And we can be sure that we are going to commit sin in the future as well.
そんな罪にまみれた私たちはその罪が全て許されるということを今知っています。
But we also know the good news that all of our sins are forgiven.
それは私たちが何かしたからではなく、私たちが何かしたからではなく、イエス様が私たちの代わりに十字架にかかって死んでくださったからです。
And we know it's not because of anything that we did, but rather because of Jesus who died on the cross in our place.
救いを受けるにふさわしくない私たちはただただ恵みとして救いの道が与えられているわけです。
And even though none of us are worthy of salvation, that way of salvation is opened and given to us through the grace of God.
なぜなら神様が私たちのことを深く愛しておられるからです。
It's because the Lord our God loves us so incredibly much.
そしてその神様の愛の眼差しは言うまでもなく私たちの職場の方々にも注がれています。
And so it should be so ingrained as a belief within us that it goes without saying that God's great love extends to all of the co-workers in our workplaces too.
私たちと彼らの間にある一つの大きな違いといえば私たちはその愛を受け取る術を知っているけど彼らはまだその愛を知らないということです。
The one big difference between us and them is really only this. We know already how to receive that amazing love, and they don't even yet know what that love is.
じゃあ彼らがその神様の愛を知るようになるには私たちはどうすればいいんでしょうか?
So what can we concretely do to help them to come to know and receive that love from God?
彼らの罪ばかりを指摘したり関係に距離を置いて、距離を置こうとするのではなくて神様が私たちに向けてくださっている愛の眼差しで 彼らのことを見ていくことです。
Well, probably it's not just constantly pointing out their sins to them and then distancing ourselves from a relationship with them. Rather, it's about seeing them, each one of them, through the eyes of God and His love that God is seeking to pour out through us to them.
私たちが抵抗し戦うのは彼らではありません。人ではありません。
It isn't our co-workers that we are resisting and fighting against. Remember, our fight isn't against flesh and blood.
私たちが抵抗し戦うのは私たちの中にある罪だったり、または彼らの中や職場の中にある罪の部分です。
It is the sin within each of ourselves and the sin that exists within our co-workers and in our workplace situations that we truly need to resist and fight against.
この罪と福音の理解とともに出ていくなら私たちは減り下って謙遜な態度で職場の方々と一緒に協力して働いていくことができます。
And if we truly come to thisunderstanding of sin and of the gospel, then surely we will be able to work cooperatively with our co-workers in our various workplaces with a humble attitude.
もし自分自身にね、こちらに間違いがあったなら、恐れることなくそれを認めて、ごめんなさい、申し訳ございませんでした、心から謝って許しを請い、平和な関係を求めていくことができる。
When we're the ones who make the mistake and do wrong, we can admit itwithout fear, and we can sincerely apologize, ask for forgiveness, and seek peaceful reconciliation with them.
と同時に、私たちが罪と福音の理解をと共に出ていくなら、ただ輪を乱さないように周りに合わせるだけじゃなくて、敬意を表しつつも、時には周りとは違う道を大胆に歩むこと、大胆に進むことも可能になると思います。
But also at the same time,If we really understand this sin and gospel in this way, we not only adjust ourselves to others as a way of preserving peace, while still demonstrating respect and kindness, we can also be bold enough when we need to choose a different path from everybody else around us as well.
もし、ね、立ち向かうべき罪の部分があるならば、ちゃんと敬意を持ちながらでも逃げたり避けたりすることなく毅然と立ち向かっていくことができる。
When there's an aspect of sin in our co-workers or in our workplaces that needs to be confronted, we can still maintain an attitude of respect and kindness and love by facing it and addressing it resolutely instead of avoiding itOr running away from it or them.
そうやって主は私たちを抵抗と誠実と抵抗の狭間で生きるようにと召しておられる。
And in this way, the Lord God calls us to work, to live, and to walk that third path of being good and right and true, but with a healthy, godly resistance. Holy God,
あなたはかつてイスラエルの民に呼びかけられたように私たちにもこの世にあって誠実でありながら抵抗する第三の道を生きるようにと召しておられます。
Just as you once called out the people of Israel, you also call us out too to live this third way, this third path in the world, one that is good and right and true and yetAlso resistant.
それが私たちがこの世にあって神の国を生きるということであることを覚えます。
We remember that this is what it truly means to live out the kingdom of God in this world.
そしてその第三の生き方を私たちの職場にあっても生きることができるように助けてください。
So please help us to walk and to live on this third path even in our workplaces.
そのためにはあなたの知恵が必要です。
To do that, we confess that we need your wisdom.
あなたの忍耐が必要です。
We confess we need your patience.
あなたの力が必要です。
We confess that we need your strength and your power.
そして私たち自身、壊れ傷ついた罪人でありながら、あなたに許され、救われ、愛されているものであるという福音が必要です。
And even though we ourselves are broken and damaged sinners, we confess our need every day to hear, to know, and to embrace the gospel again that we are forgiven, saved, and loved by you.
主に愛され、イエスの十字架によって許され、救われているもの、そしてその主の愛を分かち合うものとして出ていて、職場にあって誠実でありながらあなたの御国のために抵抗することができるように助けてください。
Help us to go out from this place as a people who are loved by you, who are forgiven and saved through the cross of Jesus, so that we can share the love that you offer to all, and also stand up boldly for your kingdom with resistance against evil and sin, and do our jobs and our workplaces in a way that is good and right and true.
それによってあなたの栄光が表され、私たちの職場にそして同僚に御国がもたらされていきますよ。
And may that glorify you, and may your kingdom come to our workplaces and to our co-workers.
イエス様の御名によってお祈りします。
We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.